Hello, good evening.
Yes, hello, sir. My name is Miguel, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Glad to hear that, sir. I would like to ask you if you have a few minutes, a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local community, sir. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. And how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir?
With union and without the union, about 32 years.
32 years. Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Are you a mason helper, tile or maple finisher, plasterer, marble mason, terrazzo mechanic or finisher, or cement mason, tile setter, bricklayer, PCC restoration, a stone mason, bricklayer? Are you any of them, sir?
Bricklayer.
Bricklayer. Okay, perfect, sir. And how about on the last job that you work on? Were you a improver, finisher, or helper? A journey level mechanic, foreman, apprentice?
Improver.
Okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Okay, and approximately how many weeks have you been, you say you are working, okay, perfect. And so, and yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Well, not really, I'm just working on my own.
Okay. And how about yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Great. And thinking about what you've seen in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About same number of last year.
Okay, perfect. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as they were last year?
I see the same number as last year.
Okay, perfect, sir. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
You know what? No.
Okay, perfect, sir. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Can you run me the question again, please?
Oh, yes, sir. Thinking about all the jobs on which you work in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Perfect, sir. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
And how about this one? Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, privately, or do you not know, sir?
No, I do not know.
You do not know?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. And thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now, sir?
I think less.
Less, okay. And now looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Well, I think it will probably still about the same, or it's going to get a little worse with all this immigration coming by, you know?
Okay, sir, perfect. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job side, Which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job, sir? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall of risk, COVID-19, dust, air quality. Do you have any concerns about any of that, sir?
Probably about that.
About dust and
electric equipment uses.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, perfect. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Not really.
Oh, you have? No, okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. I'm going to read you some categories, and you can say just yes or no if you have participated in any of them, sir. The first one is political canvassing.
No.
And how about picketing?
Nope.
And last one, union organizing.
No.
Great, sir. And in the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Occasionally.
Perfect, sir. Thank you for your patience and time. We're almost done, sir. In changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. And please, sir, rank those sources from 1 to 5, with 1 being the source you are the most likely to get your news from, and 5 being the source you are the least likely to get your news from, sir. And the first one is print or online newspaper.
Print. Number 4.
4. Okay. And how about cable news?
That's number 3.
3. And how about local TV news programming?
That's a number 5 too.
5. Okay. And how about from friends and neighbors?
That's a number 2.
A 2, okay. And how about radio?
Radio, number
3. 3. And last one, the internet or social media?
Social media.
Yes, internet or social media. How will you rank it from 1 to 5?
4.
4. Okay, perfect, sir. Okay, and let me see the next one. And which cable network is your preferred news source? Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, or another news channel?
Another news channel.
Okay, perfect. And which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Jobs, in the economy, immigration, healthcare, support for labor unions, foreign policy, the environment, education, or something else, sir?
Education.
Education. Perfect. And as you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to the federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, hear, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act? Yes, you heard a lot about it? Oh, no.
No.
Okay, perfect, sir. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, or so what important or very important that the federal elected officials support it, sir?
I say that it's important.
Important. Would you say very important or somewhat important?
Somewhat important.
Perfect, sir. And generally speaking, do you believe that Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Do you think the Democratic Party or Republican Party support?
You know what? I'm not sure about that one.
Okay, okay. Perfect, sir. And let's move to the next one. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute? GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
United Auto Workers.
Perfect, sir. Perfect. And please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following, sir. So I'm going to read you some categories, and you can strongly approve, somewhat approve, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly, sir. And this is regarding of the job Joe Biden has done. And the first one is his job as president overall.
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, perfect. And how about immigration?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly disapprove?
That one is strongly disapprove.
Okay, perfect. And how about support for labor unions?
I say disapprove also.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, and how about the economy?
Disapprove also.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, and how about healthcare?
Healthcare, disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat. And the last one, how about foreign affairs?
Foreign affairs. Disapprove also.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, perfect. Let's move to the next one. And do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job? Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I say strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. Okay, and are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Perfect, perfect. And I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certainly to vote? Will you probably vote? Or the chances are 50-50 that you will vote?
No, I surely will vote.
You certainly are going to vote?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote for, sir?
You know what? I don't think I will vote for any of them.
Okay, okay, perfect. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunity, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yeah, that can be the phone. Yeah, tell me.
Yes, sir. That can be yes or no.
No.
Okay, okay. And turning back to back, how would you rate that overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just, fair, good, or excellent?
It's just good.
Good. Okay, perfect, sir. And how will, okay, you said good. Okay, and this is on your own words. How could the union best improve its representation and service based on your experience, sir?
Actually, unions are very good when they support us, you know, when everything goes that well and that they speak in favor of all the workers, you know. So I'm happy with the union. I'm happy with the union.
Okay, so do you think the union, how can they improve its representation and service? You think it's already good, or you think there is something that they can do to improve it?
They are good. They are good.
Okay. Let me go ahead and put that down. That way it's all writing. Thank you for your patience, sir. And the next one is, how about this one? What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on your own words, sir?
I say keep getting worse for all the union integrants, you know?
So what do you think the union...
forward for all their benefits and getting a better... I say better insurance with a less how you call it? What do you mean? Less deductible what we have to pay, you know?
Okay. You said getting better insurance. That was one of them, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the last one that you mentioned, sir?
I say getting better insurance and for all the workers. That's all what I say.
Okay. Perfect. For all the workers. Okay. Okay. And let me see. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Through mail, email, text, SMS, job site, union meetings?
Text.
Perfect. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back? Never once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
I say four or more times a year.
Perfect. Okay, sir, we're almost done over here. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else, sir?
I say something else.
Okay, perfect. And do you think yourself as a closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
I don't know how I can explain that one up. I say a little closer to the Democratic Party.
Okay, perfect. And just to make sure we have a represented sample, what is your race, sir? Are you white, Caucasian, Black, African American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, or other, sir?
Latin Hispanic.
Okay, perfect. And this is, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my superiors, can I please have just your first name?
Javier.
Okay, Mr. Javier, let me see the next one. Oh, this This concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your time and your participation. Your opinion is very important, sir. You have a good rest of the night, okay?
You too. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.